The early Clancy rarities we're hearing during this series are available on a new CD titled Satchel of Song, Clancy Hayes Private Collection 1939 to 1972. And I was really lucky to be able to produce this for the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. It's available through their website, www.sftradjazz.org, or from the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Still to come this hour, more solo, live, broadcast, and private tapes. More from my guest, the late Peter Klute, who knew Clancy well, and Clancy with Chicago's original Salty Dogs. Thanks for joining me. I'm Dave Radlow. Well, even though Clancy often said that he was from Parsons, Kansas, and of course had his famous Parsons, Kansas blues, he was actually born in a town called Caney, Kansas, in 1908. He was the seventh son of a seventh son. His parents were both musical, and his father led the local band for 4th of July parades. His older brothers were all musicians, and in third grade he started playing drums. In his teens, Clancy organized his first band, the Harmony Aces. He also played in theater bands and for silent movies. In the summer of 1923, he went to Oklahoma with his brother's band. Quote, "We played for all kinds of dances, from honky-tonks in the oil fields to the Purple Cat Club breakfast at the country club in Bartlesville." Then Clancy went on the road with a show called the Miami Beach Follies, playing all through the Midwest and finally being stranded in Amarillo, Texas. Clancy managed to reach Phoenix, Arizona, and joined Ham Crawford's Louisiana Blue Devils, which had Wingy Minone on trumpet. He came to San Francisco in 1926 and started work for the NBC radio station in 1928 and played and sang in almost every hotel, theater, and nightclub in San Francisco at one time or another. Clancy first met Lou Waters in 1936, joined him in 1938. Clancy, along the way, also became, besides a well-known radio personality and jazz musician, a composer. His Huggin' and a Chalkin' was made into a hit record by Hoagie Carmichael. At one time, he seems to have put on tape from some rare acetates some of his radio broadcasts from the 30s, including the tune Termites, Boring from Within. This was camp even in the 1930s when it was first produced, and I've edited just some excerpts so you can get a flavor of this weekly radio show, which he did with a guy named Glenn Hurlburt, done in Rhythm and Rhyme, and we'll continue with a tribute to Clancy Hayes on Jazz Rhythm.
"That's mighty nice, Tommy. That's a right good tune."
"Yeah, and the words make sense. They ain't crazy as a loon, like old Tootalama Lama and Tippy Tip Tin, and that Beedley Umbum and his mandolin. That's the trouble with songs, and it's to be lamented. The words all sound just slightly demented. Add them all together, and what do you got?
96 bars, believe it or not. But Tommy, they've always written tunes that away. Have you forgotten that ta-ra-ra boom the air? And that one grandpa taught us it swings like a gate. That was written way back about 78. Those words don't make sense, but if you's asking me, the tune starts from rocking like a ship at sea. So come on, pickle puss, don't be so glum. Let's have this easy zum, zum, zum. Oh, a happy little chappy in the club one day was singing songs. It was a happy little chappy in the ragtime where they all began to hum. Then another little chappy with a big bazoo decided he'd make things hum. And the whole town rang with a rattly bang. Oh, a happy little chappy in the club one day was singing a song. It was a happy little...
was just about time for one short bow.
Yeah, that man with that spray gun is due here now.
So we'll crawl back in the woodwork where we come from till next Tuesday morning when we'll have more fun. So we'll see you all later with a brand new song. Now it's the Termites Brothers for saying so long.
You've been listening to the tune Termites, Clancy Hayes and Glenn Hurlburt in a program of Fantastic Swing written by Clarence Hayes. Presented from the studios of KPO in San Francisco. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
So that's what Clancy was up to in the 1930s with his tune Termites. Glenn Hurlburt, piano as Tilford Termite, and Clancy on drums as narrator in the voice of Tommy Termite.
Dinners. The one who picks the wishbone will be the lucky winner of a brand new pair of homespun panties. And no one spins those panties quite like Annie's. Come along, yes, every cotton picker just pick, pick, pick it all day. 'Cause you must have dough if you wanna go to Annie Skinner's chicken holiday.
Dave Radlauer with you for Jazz Rhythm. And as I say, I spoke with Peter Klute, who knew him pretty well, and we talked next about his style of banjo playing.
He played a six-string banjo, and he always accompanied himself. And in a lot of songs that you'll hear him, it'll start out with a banjo cadenza or something to get into the tune, and then the band will come in afterwards.
Six-string banjo, isn't that unusual?
Well, he played it like a guitar, only it had a banjo head.
Was he using a guitar tuning?
That I don't know. I would imagine so. Mm-hmm. It was good for somebody that was accompanying himself. And Monty Ballou used one. So
rather than playing just simple chords, he could play guitar tablature.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did often perform solo.
Well, he did at the nightclub. When he left Bob Scobie in 61, then he came down and played intermission for us at Magoon's.
I'd like to play one that I used to play for you at the Dawn. This one is called Huggin' and Chalkin'. I wrote it myself out of my own ugly head and by grinding the motor. Now I've got a gal that's mighty sweet, with big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabel McGee, and she gets a scale at 303 OD. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat? When you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at. You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug away the chalk mark to see where you began. One day I was a hugging and a chalking, and chalking and a hugging away, when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand. Coming around the other way, around the mountain, coming around the other way. Now nobody ever said I'm weak, my bones don't ache and my joints don't creak, but I grow absolutely limp every time I kiss my baby blimp. Oh gee, but ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat? When you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at. You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug the waves and chalk a mark to see where you began. One day I got a yen for someone leaner, she was meaner than a mink in a pen. So I left it unhappy as a fella could be. piano like a fish down in the sea. The way he rattled off his harmony. And every night out on the ocean, he gets a raggy notion, starts a syncopated notion lovingly. And no one can sleep way out there on the deep when Billy cuts loose out at sea. And every fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. Ship starts in the dip and does a corkscrew turn. See the smoke so black, sneak up that old smokestack. Floating right to heaven and it won't come back. But here and there you see a stool and chair slipping round the cabin shouting, I don't care. And the hammer starts a-swinging, the bell begins a-ringing. And he's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama, playing the Oceana. Now in England or Spain, it was always the same. He'd be there with that piano on the cruiser Alabama every morning, noon, and night. He just keeps it up with all his might. Every time he starts a-playing, the fellas start a-swaying. Everybody keeps a-saying, don't you stop. Well, sailor beware, you better take care. That bill will play on till you drop. And every fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. Ship starts in a dip and does a corkscrew turn. See the smoke so black, sneak from that old smokestack. Floating right to heaven and it won't come back. But here and there you see a stool and chair slipping around the cabin shouting, I don't care. And the hammer starts a swinging, the bell begins a ringing. And he's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama, laying the ocean. Saw a swallow, Billy.